if we continue down the misguided path that the government is taking us, then the future does not look good.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV, and we are broadcasting from Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. And right now we're talking to Ben Powell. He's an economist, and he's the head of the Free Market Institute at Texas Tech in Lubbock, Texas. Ben, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
The theme of this conference is, are we Rome? You have talked a lot about Rome and what went right and what went wrong in Rome's first 100 years as an empire. What did Rome do that helped really goose its economic advantage?
Well, actually, what helped, of course, goose its economic advantage was actually not doing much. So during its first 100 years or so of the empire under Octavian, it was a largely, you know, free trade area. Customs duties were around 5% or so. Taxation was very low. And forget, you know, we talk about like progressive taxation in the United States. They had ultimate regressive taxation, where provinces just had to send a fixed amount of booty, and individuals just had a head tax. So it's not like a Steve Forbes flat tax of whatever percent. It's like, you're alive, $5,000.
So in the first 100 years of the Roman Empire, I mean, there's this broad Pax Romana going on, and Rome basically structured stuff. But you say within that anyway, I mean, and that was an empire that was founded upon kind of military might and police power. But within that, it was largely free market.
Largely market oriented. It's not the same as what we'd consider modern free markets today, but largely market oriented. And to the extent that you can gather evidence, because it's always sketchy when we're like, oh, economic growth from 3,000 years ago. But you can look at like shipwrecks. And during that first 100 years, you see tons of shipwrecks that are discovered from that time period, which indicates there was a lot of trade and commerce going on.
So things are going well. What did they do to screw it up?
Maximum extent of the empire. You get out to those limits. And how they financed a lot was booty from abroad. And once they got to the maximum extent of their empire, they didn't have new people to steal from. So to continue to provide the free bread, the free grain that they did to put on all the big shows, they needed to tax the Romans more.
So this was kind of like a Hunger Games scenario where they expand the borders or the boundaries of their empire. They get more and more people kicking back to the central district. But then at a certain point, they've got to start taxing that central district.
Yeah, and as they did, what happened is the central district became a shell. Basically, there was no productivity going on. The productivity was outside, and it was decaying as you could not get more. Actually, it's not unlike Washington, D.C.,
right,
if we want to
yeah.
talk about a decaying shell in the middle right. that's sucking everything in. And they started, you know, resorting to things that governments in the last 2,000 years have all done, debasing their currency, raising taxes. Eventually, they collapsed their monetary economy. They went from something that was 100% silver down to 1/5,000% in the first 300 years. And people just stopped using the money. So governments just directly confiscated goods and gave it to the government.
But you say also that, I mean, over that the course of the Roman Empire, the decline of the Roman Empire, things got better for individuals.
Things got worse for the individuals as their big intrusive government was stepping on them more and more. So what you started seeing was people actually leaving the Roman Empire voluntarily to go among the barbarians because life would be better. So ultimately, when the empire collapses, we tend to think of it today like, oh, the Roman Empire collapsed, civilization was gone. This is kind of like the big pile of stuff notion of history. Like, look, the Romans built this stuff. It must have been good for them to live there. No. For most of the people, they had an oppressive government that was stealing lots of stuff.
So, I mean, it's kind of like living next to a taxpayer-financed stadium. It's great if you own the team, but if you're not into football, but you're paying for it, it's just a big pain in the butt.
Yeah, exactly. So, historians aren't known to be like free market people, but it's not tough to find historians writing about the decline of the Roman Empire and saying, and when it collapsed, life was largely unchanged for the normal Romans, or normal citizen of the empire.
So are we Rome? That's the large theme of Freedom Fest this year. Or what does that even mean? How do you address that question?
It's up to us, of course, is the main thing, because ideas are what matter. So the United States, of course, it takes $23 to buy today what it took $1 in 1913. So they've debased the currency. They continue to tax and become more intrusive. Our economic freedom has been plummeting the last 10 years, and this isn't a product of like Obama. It's Bush, Obama, consistently. More than half of our decline in economic freedoms happened under Bush. It's just the rate of decline is happening more under Obama. So it's really, where do we go from here? If we embrace economic freedom and go back in that direction, we don't have to be at all like Rome. If we continue down the misguided path that the government is taking us, then the future does not look good.
Thank you, Ben Powell, for talking about Rome at the Freedom Fest conference in Las Vegas in 2013, which big title was Are We Rome? For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.